is the people's wrist.
Oh,
they're watching every move we make.
Oh,
we're all included on their list.
The lunatics have taken over the asylum. The lunatics have taken over the asylum.
Go nuclear, the cowboy told us. To disagree,
oh,
cause when the madman flicks a switch,
oh,
the nuclear will go for me.
The lunatics have taken over the asylum. The lunatics have taken over the asylum.
Faces of starvation,
oh,
but I just cannot see the point.
Oh,
cause there's so much food here today,
oh,
that no one wants to take away.
Welcome to the Sunday night worldwide simulcast of the Sane Asylum on republicbroadcasting.org and speakfreeradio.com, rather. I'm your host, Giuseppe Vaffangulo. Some call me the G-Man. And it's an honor to be joined by my friend, your friend, John Friend of American Free Press, Barnes Review, and his own brilliant website, The Realist Report. John, how are you, and what's on your mind?
Giuseppe, happy Sunday, sir, and to all of our listeners. It's great once again to join you. Great interview with John Massaro. I just listened to that actually yesterday, so I just wanted to shout that out. That was a great interview you guys had.
Well, you know, it was thanks to you because you guys published his book, which is really a stunningly good book, which is called Will Vaccines Be the End of Us? And it's available at American Free Press, isn't it, John? Along with a lot of other great books and, of course, the newspaper, which I just renewed to. Before we jump in, why don't you tell everybody about that excellent discount you have for all our listeners?
Yeah, thanks, man. I appreciate that. Yeah, no, his book is available from AmericanFreePress.net. And it's also available directly from his own website, which I think is endtheshots.com, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's a book that everybody should have in their library. It's a phenomenal book. It's massive. It's you know, the way he published it, the way he wrote it, is just, it's really, honestly, and I told him this, you know, many times, you know, directly in private conversations and even on podcasts that I've had him on. It's one of the best books that I've read in, you know, the past 10 years at least. It's really a great book. He wrote it very, very well. Yeah, very, very well researched, very well written. But yeah, no, it is available from AmericanFreePress.net. And you can subscribe to the newspaper for a 50% discount right now by entering in RBN Friend, capital RBN, and then capital FRIND, my last name. And, you know, if anybody has any questions about that or has any confusion or anything, just send me an email or hit me up on Twitter or Gab or Telegram, and I can help you out with that. But, yeah, it's capital RBN Friend is the discount. You can also get a 50% discount to the Barnes Review. A one-year subscription to the Barnes Review is 50% off using that same code RBN Friend. And you have to actually choose the Defending Dixie special when you go to the Barnes Review's website, which is barnesreview.org. So I would encourage everybody, of course, as always, to subscribe to these fine print publications. It's really, you know, it still amazes me that we're able to publish a print edition of a newspaper and a magazine dealing with some of the most controversial and taboo topics out there. So it's it's still an amazing feat in my mind, and it's something that I think that everybody should support and of course subscribe to.
Oh, I probably did it last week. Subscribed to both. Growing up working class in the Midwest, Wisconsin, I try to never pay full price for anything, and that was a sweet discount. And I'm looking forward to. I had subscribed in the past, but it lapsed during our move last year. But you mentioned Dixie, John, and one of the stories you wrote this week is just heartbreaking to me personally. It angers me. It breaks my heart that the history of the South is being systematically wiped out by these traitorous globalist Antifa BLM type parasites.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that was a story I wrote for American Free Press in the most recent issue, the first issue of the new year, actually. And it's just another obvious example of just the outright war on white people in America and in our history, and that includes the Confederate States of America, in the Civil War. And, this is something that obviously most people, I'm sure, are familiar with. I mean, it's been going on for, really since the Civil War ended. But it's picked up pace, especially since the death of George Floyd back in 2020. We've seen this, total systematic erasure of Confederate history, the takedown of Confederate monuments. Not only the takedown, but, the outright just vandalism and destruction of, a lot of these monuments across many places all over the country. And it's just a total tragedy in my mind. I mean, I've actually read some critiques of General Lee's I'm referring to General Robert E. Lee, obviously, some of his, his military decisions. But overall, I mean, this was a very noble man, a very righteous and a principled man. And just to see, his statue come down, his paintings, the renaming buildings and, other institutions, not only at West Point, but across the country, they're renaming them, because they're named, they're named and named after him. It's a total disgrace, a total tragedy.
Well, John, what's so funny about the war against the Confederate States of America's effort to break away is that the average American, especially the left-leaning goofs in Antifa or all these so-called woke, if ever there was an inversion, those people are so entranced and asleep under the globalist Kabbalist mass hypnosis that to call themselves woke is just literally a joke. But what's funny is I don't think there's ever been a situation in our history that has been lied about more than the Civil War. Number one, it wasn't about slavery. If you do your real investigation, you realize it was about the globalist bankers of the day funding the North and wanting to be able to essentially steal the resources and the hard-earned wealth of the South. Number two, it wasn't a war between the states because, as the Constitution clearly stated, the Southern states had every right to secede, and they did, and they formed the Confederate States of America. So they were a separate country that was attacked by the North, the United States. So the greatest lie is that Lincoln was the hero and saved the Union, all that utter bullshit. He was a raging, self-absorbed narcissist who at the very end realized what he had done and then went up against the bankers and got his head blown off for it. But I mean, can you believe, and the fourth thing is how many noble blacks fought for the South, fought for the Confederate States of America, and how poorly the United States of America forces that treated the blacks despicably, didn't want them in the Northern states. I mean, everything that we're told about the Civil War, that it was a war to free the slaves, is utter nonsense.
Yeah, boy, you're raising a lot of very good points, and I tend to agree with you. I mean, I think there's a lot of different aspects of the Civil War that are, just frankly not understood by most people. I mean, I tend to agree with you, overall with exactly what you just said. And yeah, I mean, think about it. I mean, there were actually, blacks actually fighting for the Confederacy, something that the vast majority of people have no idea about.
Right.
Yeah, but I mean, it's just it's typical. I mean, it's just another example of like the total weaponization of our historical narrative, a weaponization that is, you know, directed primarily against whites, against white Americans, primarily, but, you know, also against like pretty much everybody at this point.
Right. Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, you got to look at who benefits from this and who's writing the history. And of course, it's the organized Jewish community and, you know, Jewish activists and academics that are behind all of this. And that is just so obvious and so in your face at this point. It's frankly astonishing that anybody would even be, you know, disturbed by that honest assessment. I mean, this is exactly what's going on. It's very obvious at this point, and it's, you know, in your face and for there for anybody to see.
Oh, so true. And you had another story that came out, which was equally the January 6th was the shocking part, that was such poor kabuki theater. And again, these woke traitorous Democrats, they're not even Democrats anymore, they're globalist communists, or maybe the better word would be Lark from Texas has staked a lot of his time in investigating the whole latest psyop of the Zio communists known as communitarianism. And but they're either way, they're traitorous. And the whole idea that was an insurrection, and it's coming out now that Ray Epps was part of this kabuki theater farce that we all are, you know, have been dragged through a year's worth of hearings of nonsense. I mean, I stopped watching right after the first day because it was so absurd. So what was that story about?
Yeah, no, it's interesting. I mean, his testimony, I mean, this guy, Ray Epps, that a lot of people suspect was some sort of like undercover operative or something, you know, that was there on January 6th to provoke and instigate all of the chaos that we saw unfold that day. I'm actually not totally convinced that he was. I mean, there's actually no like smoking gun that he was like some sort of FBI informant or undercover operative or something. I mean, there have been many other people that have been, you know, basically admitted to at this point, even by like the New York Times, for example.
Right.
You know, that there were in fact undercover operatives, you know, all over the ground on January 6th that day. Ray Epps may have been. I think what's most revealing about his testimony that was just released a couple weeks ago is that it just basically proves everything that we've been saying about January 6th, that it absolutely was this like totally set up situation. And basically it was just like a major media manufactured event, essentially. I mean, there were probably a lot of obviously there were a lot of very like legitimate people there that were, you know, fed up and had a lot of concerns about the 2020 election. But there were obviously some bad actors that were there to set up the whole situation to create this media spectacle. And Ray Epps, whether he was directly involved in that or whether he was, you know, just sort of like a naive dupe that was, you know, sort of just there and in the wrong place at the wrong time, it really doesn't even matter. I mean, at the end of the day, the media narrative that was created from this event was totally set up, and that is very, very obvious at this point.
Oh, absolutely. And the driving force behind everything we've talked about and every major story of 2022 as we head into 2023 is this globalist war on the nation states, on the family, on individual rights and freedoms. And Sam, if you could cue up clip number 7. And there's this Irish gentleman, and I've seen a couple of his clips, but they never list his name. So I'm sorry, I don't know what this guy's name is. I spent a little time trying to figure it out, but there's no clues as to, you know, you see these things and they're forwarded from three other places and you try to backtrack. But check out, this guy gets it. This is exactly what we face going into 2023. So go ahead, Sam.
Okay, what I'm going to say, maybe you won't like it, but I don't care, because I'm not here to say things that you'll like. I'm here to try and keep things real. If you want to retain your freedom long term, then you're going to have to lose some other stuff along the way. Some sacrifices are going to need to be made by you, by me, and by everybody else. Okay, we're in a war right now with the globalists. That's a fact. We're being assaulted on all fronts, medically, physically, emotionally, financially, spiritually, you name it, they're coming after us. And not only us, but our children, the younger generation, and the elderly, the older generation, and everybody in between. It's an all-out assault. It's a war. And nobody goes to war without losing something or sacrificing something. What exactly that will be will depend on the individual, but some things are going to have to go. You're going to have to lose some stuff in some battles to win the war. Let me give you an example. These so-called 15-minute cities that are being proposed, how do we combat that? How do we make sure that doesn't happen? Well, protests are being organized, which is fair enough. Letters are being written to MPs, which will do absolutely nothing. So what do? We get people together and purposely disobey whatever they set in front of us. So if they say you can't go more than 15 minutes, you go more than 15 minutes. They say you can't leave your zone, you leave your zone. And then what? They fine you. They maybe haul you before the court. You might even serve some time in jail. If that's what it takes, then so be it. If you have enough people together, they cannot possibly process all the fines, and they cannot possibly prosecute all the people that refuse to pay the fines. We must resist, and we must resist in numbers. And if you have to take a hit to the pocket or spend some time behind bars, then so be it. But these people need to go. And we need to be prepared to sacrifice. That includes me. That includes you. That is the reality of where we're at right now.
Well, John, what do you think of that Irish gentleman? He's really trying to muster the forces. Our one weapon is our sheer numbers of the silent majority, the decent people. You know, you look at the media, you'd think that every other person was a tranny or a homosexual or a synagogue of Satan, chicken swinger, but that's simply not the case. They are absolutely, on the fringes in when it comes to numbers. So, what do you make of his call to power?
Well, I mean, I certainly 100% agree with everything he just said. Basically, I mean, you know, that's the thing. That's the most amazing thing is just how the vast majority of people, even like good, decent people, will simply just go along with what's said in the media, with the recommendations from the CDC. You know, they will put on their masks. They'll to go take this poison death jab. You know, it's amazing. I mean, all it takes is just a little bit of willpower, a little bit of critical thinking, and a little bit of initiative to disrupt this entire system, and that's all it takes. And I mean, I for one, frankly, have been doing it in my own way, in whatever way is possible, for the past 10 years at least, just to simply not partake in this system, to disengage. I want nothing to do with the healthcare system. I want nothing to do with the mainstream medical system. You know, I want nothing to do with the mainstream banking system. I mean, I could go on. Right. You know, you got to just totally disengage from the system and, you know, do whatever you can to just resist these tyrants and just create. I mean, I'm firmly convinced at this point there is really no political solution to our problems. It's going to take like a literal, like, massive, you know, widespread grassroots movement just to start from ground zero and build up our own society, a parallel society to this totally corrupt Jewish run system. And I think the first step is just totally disengaging with everything. So I completely agree with everything that Irish gentleman just said.
Oh, me too. And to me, the most egregious effort by these satanic globalist parasites to try and achieve their wet dream of the New World Order, the Great Reset, as they call it, the Build Back Better, with the logo being the small bees with a font chosen that says exactly 666. And it's just, you know, the way 3 years ago they laid out Event 201, you know, in their dark magic beliefs, they have to always tell their victims ahead of time somehow. So somehow in their minds, their sick minds, it means acceptance, and so it doesn't bounce back on them. Their dark, negative, malicious intentions, and as such, we had the Event 201 tabletop, which then launched what I call the scamdemic. Other people call it the plandemic. But clearly it was a combination of releasing a gain-of-function pathogen that killed some people, made a lot of people sick. But since it was based basically on the corona, the common cold virus, it was not ever a real pandemic. And what the real pandemic was, how so many elderly were murdered with the inept care. The real pandemic was using remdesivir and all these other toxic, unproven drugs, and pushing not even called, it shouldn't be called a vaccine. It was an injection of a untested, untried, unproven on humans, genetic modification therapy that is both, in my mind, illegal and immoral. And now, I don't know about you, John, but I have my Twitter basically set up as a news feed from hundreds of different interesting sources. And it's not, you don't go an hour without some other celebrity these days dropping dead, or a sports like that fella. I mean, it's unbelievable. And that, to me, that's the opportunity. They're trying everything to lie that it's not from the bubonic Jew jab. But guess what? People are waking up. Your thoughts?
Yeah, no. I completely agree with you. I mean, yeah, every time I go on Twitter, it seems like every other trending topic is something relating to the death jab. Whether it's died suddenly, that's been a major trending topic.
Yes.
Or something basically relating to the vaccine or relating to the fake COVID pandemic. And I mean, I saw through this situation from day one. I'm not even convinced that there ever really was a COVID disease. Like I think this is just basically made up. Like the idea of COVID in general is just basically totally made up. Maybe there was some sort of gain of function type research taking place. I don't know. I mean, overall, though, I think the whole thing was just basically a major psyop, a totally media created event, media created simulation, basically, to create this idea that there was a pandemic, largely to facilitate the 2020 election fraud. But I mean, there's many other agendas at play as well. But you're right. I mean, there's a lot of people waking up to it. There's a lot of people that have been majorly damaged or outright killed by, taking this, alleged vaccine. It's not really a vaccine, as you explained. It is basically a gene therapy. I mean, you listen to some of the people, that have developed this vaccine, quote-unquote vaccine, and they'll tell you that themselves. It's really actually a gene therapy. It's not even a traditional vaccine. Now, of course, it should go without saying at this point that no vaccine is safe or effective, and all of them should be totally avoided, totally shunned. Like, there's no reason for anybody to take a vaccine for any reason, for any alleged disease. Our bodies are designed by God to prevent and to overcome any sort of illness. And any illness, any disease, is a direct result of what we are doing to our bodies itself. So that should be first and foremost on everybody's minds. I mean, if you're sick, there's a reason for it, and you can overcome it yourself. By eating good food, by getting some rest, by getting some sun, and basically just overcoming it yourself naturally. There's no reason for any vaccine or even any of these other pharmaceutical products. I mean, that's a thing. Like, the whole entire system is set up to exploit you, to exploit all of us, to take advantage of us, to perpetuate our disease, our illnesses, and to make money off of us. That's ultimately what the whole system is set up to do. And so, again, I mean, in my own personal way, I want nothing to do with that, and I have totally disengaged from that entire system, and I hope other people do as well.
That's a wise move. I've done much the same. And Sam, if you could cue up clip number two. And it's getting bad for the magic jab folks, that cult of fake religion of the magic jab, when your own proselytizers, for example, the Fauci of Europe was this fellow named Dr. Geert van den Bosch, who had ran several companies, was the CEO, a developer of vaccinations, totally believed in it. And listen to what he came out with a couple days ago, just begging parents not to inject their children. This is eye-opening.
Today I'm talking to you because it is about your children. And I'm really begging you to not vaccinate your children against COVID-19. I will explain you that if you vaccinate them, if you vaccinate children, it's going to become 1,000 times worse. So if you are going to vaccinate your children, you are going to turn this transient situation into something that is permanent, that is going to suppress the innate immune system for a long time, that it is not going to be able to be trained or to be educated to recognize all the viruses it should recognize, but instead can even be pushed to recognize components of its own body that suppress, in fact, or that will lead to autoreactivity and immune pathology. And that is irreversible. Think about this. This is irreversible and very, very serious. So it will lead to a tremendous storm of acute COVID death. There is no doubt about this. And very severe immune pathology. I swear you, I have 30 years of vaccine expertise. This is not a joke. And there is no way that parents can simply accept the very cheap publicity and, you know, the mainstream message, get your child vaccinated. It is extremely dangerous. What I'm talking about is much more dangerous even than the side effects that people are discussing. So please bear this in mind. I beg you, I really beg you, don't vaccinate your child, because in many cases, it will be a death sentence for the child. Thank you.
John, that is, that's wow. The European
Was that
Fauci.
Recent? Was that
yes,
recent?
3 days ago, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. You know, I actually don't follow him. I just found him on Twitter and I just started following him right now. But yeah, no, there's all sorts of people coming out the woodwork. I mean, people that have very legitimate credentials. I mean, this guy's got a PhD. I mean, there's all sorts of other doctors that have been blowing the whistle about COVID for a long time. And yeah, man, it's just it is just crazy. I don't even know what to say about it anymore. It's like, how can anybody not see through this nonsense? And what's interesting is recently I've seen a lot more people, at least where I'm at, I've seen a lot more people wearing masks, and I've even seen reports of, I think it was in Connecticut, maybe other parts of the East Coast, I'm not sure, where they're introducing like mask mandates again. I mean, this is just, oh my gosh, it is just totally insane in my mind. I will never wear a mask again. I have a religious and a philosophical exemption from wearing a mask in the first place anyways, so I right. can't wear a mask according to my religion and my okay, you know, in my philosophical beliefs. So that's going to be my go-to line, and you know, I'm going to leave it at that and just carry on with my business. But yeah, no, it is crazy, and it's astonishing. I mean, who in their right mind has any faith in the media and in the medical establishment after this whole fake pandemic? It is just astonishing, and you know, that's really like the main thing that I've been like saying like since day one. That's really what got me into even like getting involved in the alternative media, is just, look, I mean, these people that we're, you know, supposed to trust and look up to and look to for information and perspective and analysis, these people are just lying to us about everything, and they do not have our best interests at heart. They're not honest. They're not trying to get to the bottom of things. They're not trying to report the news in a factual or accurate way. There's an agenda behind all of this, and we have to do our own research. We need to think for ourselves, really, at the end of the day, is what I've been arguing for a very long time. And we have the ability to do that now with the internet. We've had that ability for a long time, but the internet just sort of facilitates that and you know, makes it easy for anybody to really think for themselves and come to their own conclusions. And now
you're a wise man, John Friend, yeah. And that is a great way to go into the bottom of our break. After the messages, we'll open up the phone lines, and thanks for listening. Stay tuned for part two.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation. But today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First are right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next are beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames, eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Daddy up, I can't go down. My head is spinning. Round and round, round and round, and round I go. When will I drop? Nobody knows. Every time they jab my vein, I get clots in my freaking brain. Stabbing pain, will I expire? Jab it, babe, ain't no vaccinier. Jabra, jabra, cadabra. Turned you into a cadabra. Jabra, jabra, cadabra. Jabba cadaver. They make you sad, they make you cry. They make you mad, they make you die. Pushing daisies, biting the dust with the touch of a rubber glove. Jabba, jabba, cadaver. We'll lay you out on a slab, yeah.
Jabra, cadaver. They'll take you out on a cadaver. A slab, rather. It's a great parody of the brilliant Steve Miller song from the early 80s, Abracadabra, and it's so true. Welcome back to the final 26 minutes or so of the Sane Asylum Sunday Night Edition. It's an honor to be joined by my regular biweekly co-host, John Friend of TheRealistReport.com and American Free Press and Barnes Review. Next week, it'll be the King of Wednesday Nights, Frederick C. Blackburn, Blackbird 9, and then John every other week with Frederick and John. It's a really great rotation of co-hosts. And one thing to keep in mind, both especially for Republic Broadcasting and Speak Free Radio, is these are true platforms of independent, truthful media, not these alt-light and alt-right and alt-kike garbage that the weak-minded normies are lapping up like a kitten with warm milk. This is real news, real insight, real investigation. But Republic Broadcasting needs your help. And if you can donate and set up a monthly subscription, that would be great. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. And I believe there's still time to join in on the fundraising to where for $100 or more donation, you get one of the founder, John Stattmiller, who died tragically last year too early. One of his from his library, you can get one of his books, and or you can go to the store. There's some great products. So please support republicbroadcasting.org and also support speakfreeradio.com. You can also donate there as well. So we're back and we've got callers. And John, that I'll send you the link for that full video, Jabra Kadabra.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah, and, you know, just to echo what you said, Republic Broadcasting has been involved in this for a very, very long time. I remember listening to Michael Collins Piper from American right. Free Press, Yahoo Broadcast at republicbroadcasting.org, or is it .net? I'm sorry.
.org.
Yeah. So obviously, I would encourage everybody to support their efforts as well. They've been involved in the alternative independent media for a very long time, and they've been on the front lines in exposing the true criminals involved in all of this. And you know, they're not afraid to tackle the most controversial taboo topics in society. So yeah, obviously I support their efforts, and I would encourage, you know, all of our listeners to support their efforts as well.
And this is going a lot faster than last week's big event, the 4-hour roundtable. I want to thank Frederick C. Blackburn. John, you jumped in. Alfred and Monica Schaefer, Breiser, Maleficus Scott, Jim Fetzer. It was remarkable. And this last week's show, this show, all if you don't want to go to the archives, which you can, but if you want to check out the video portion, if you go to my website, the letter R for Rising, rtidemedia.com, and you can watch every show that Giuseppe does, which is Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Sundays, and ending it up on a big win with the simulcast here on RBN and SFR. So Rtide Media, it's worth checking out the 4-hour show from last week. There is a lot of brilliant insights there, including John's. And John, we've got a lot of callers, so we might as well go right in. Phone number 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. 512-248-8252. And our first caller is a friend of RBN, Chance from West Virginia. Welcome, Chance, and what's on your mind?
Yeah, geez, that was a cool Steve Miller song. I got to hand it to you. That was great. You had me laughing. You know, I think they're going to pull that mask crap again very soon, any week now. And I'm getting ready to stick my foot up somebody's ass when they confront me with that. Man, I'll be honest with you. Mr. Friend.
You know, doesn't it really become a special snowflake virtue signaling thing? I mean, it's like these days, because it's happening here in rural Stafford, Virginia, you see people putting masks on again because they're saying it on MSNBC or CNN or some other libtard communitarian commie outlet. And it's like it totally is defining and separating the population, don't you think, Chance?
I know. I'm warming up my leg because I don't want to hear that crap this time around. Mr. Friend, the last issue I got of AFP was, I think, the 19th and the 26th edition. Your Kanye West article. And I'm looking forward. Yeah, and I'm looking forward to getting the current issue, you know, about the Confederacy. See, now, I'm originally from the Northeast, but I'm down here close to 15 years, and I proudly fly two Confederate flags, and in my living room I got two beautiful portraits of Lee. Now, can you imagine if I still lived in the Northeast? Probably Molotov me, firebomb me, pull a barbecue on my property, God knows what. You know, I don't know why people put up with that, why they allow this to go on, but I can't wait to read your current article. I might even be in my mailbox now for all I know. You, Mr. You did.
Yeah, no,
and guys,
yeah.
Both of you keep up the great work.
Thank you, Chance. Appreciate it. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, no, thanks, Chance. I appreciate it. Yeah, the issue that you're referring to, it was actually just sent to the printer last week, so you probably won't get it for at least another 5 or 6 days. But yeah, no, I mean, it's just a disgrace. I mean, and this is something that's been going on for a very long time, the systematic erasure of, like, Southern history in general. and just the total demonization of all these very righteous individuals. I mean, Robert E. Lee, compare like the current like Joint Chiefs of Staff to like the Confederate, you know, the generals at the time. I mean, it's just there's nothing. They're not even in the same league. I mean, these guys were totally righteous, totally honorable, you know, honest statesmen that were fighting for their country, fighting for what they believed in. And, you know, now it's just like a total woke, you know, Jewish agenda, essentially. It's a total disgrace. And, yeah, I mean, it's the same pretty much anywhere you go, whether you're in the South, whether you're in the North, in the Midwest, the Far West, anywhere you go in the country, this total woke Jewish mindset has just totally taken over our country. And it's frankly despicable and disgraceful.
Oh, and sickening. And just it's like a communist satanic cancer, and it's everywhere. It's really tragic. Well, we've got another caller. We know this guy, Bruce from Texas. Bruce, welcome. Happy New Year. Hope you enjoyed the holidays.
Oh, it was okay. Hello, Giuseppe, and hello, John Friend.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, man, I've always loved your shows going back for years. You're a very good interviewer. And you're carrying on the both of y'all carry on the tradition of Michael Collins Piper. I wish we had a library in his past work because, of course, he published, you know, some books, but his interviews and stuff was spot on. You know, there's a lady at work.
Yeah, you know what? You could listen to an old Michael Collins Piper broadcast, and it would still be as relevant then as it is today. You know.
Yeah,
he was definitely ahead of his time. Yeah.
It's really puzzling how he died. I'm not sure if y'all looked into it. Veterans Today had an article the day following, or in the weeks following his death. It was kind of puzzling, but that's not all I called. There's a lady at work that had to take time off to tend to her baby at the hospital because it kept having seizures. Newborn baby.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you got the vaccinations, you know. And how do you tell these people that they're kind of oblivious? What's going on? It's really bothers me sometimes because you can't broach these topics with the normies. They instantly recoil, and I don't know. It's really, you know, that's why they really went after Nazi Germany and. Julius Stryker, what's his name? The propaganda guy. He didn't kill anybody, but they executed him. I'm looking
right.
at the cartoon.
Yeah, in Nuremberg. Yeah, he wasn't even in the government. He was just a newspaper publisher.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You publish things we don't like, so we're going to kill you. You know, but when the newspaper, there's Strumer, there's a political cartoon here, and it shows a lady with a little baby. Receiving a shot from a Jew, and Jew's kind of smirking, and he's got, you know, there's a characterization, but the caption reads, "It occurs to me that little good comes from poison or from Jews."
Yeah,
I've seen that.
Oh, yeah,
truer now than ever.
Yep.
Yeah, truer now than ever. You know, Bruce brings up a great point, John. Oh, go ahead, Bruce. Yeah, want to finish up?
No, I was just going to say, and then whoever put this together, because they also added Wikipedia, early life and education for Albert Bourla.
That's pretty good.
They removed it? They removed his early life?
No. They whoever posted this, I stole it from 4chan or something. And underneath the cartoon, they took a clip of the early life and education of Albert Bourla.
Nice.
Yeah,
you know, Bruce, you brought up a great point, and let's get John's thoughts on it. That literally, you've got people who are beginning to show incredible buyer's remorse as their children are permanently maimed, as their parents, as their brothers and sisters, as their coworkers are dropping dead from the bubonic Jew jab. And you know, part of me just wants to say, I tried to warn you because that's the whole reason I came back to the media was to warn people of all this, as we all have been doing. And yet how many listen? Some listen, but not enough. So, John, how do you handle when you come across someone who's now, oh, I should have known. Why didn't, you know, it's frustrating.
You know what? I know that's the thing. It's so hard to talk about a lot of these subjects with a lot of people. You know what? I mean, I've been doing it for so long. I kind of just I just straight up tell people what I think. You know, I mean, I'm, you know, there's no way around it. You know, maybe I'll offend people. The way that I do it, I like back like when I first sort of like woke up, I alienated a lot of people that I used to be very, very close with. So I've kind of tried to change my tactics a little bit. But mm-hmm. I mean, I think at the end of the day, you have to just tell the truth, tell people what you really think and what you really know. And I think people know deep down that what you're saying is probably true. They're just too psychologically immature to like really confront it and deal with it, you know, on a serious level. But I think, you know, just being a sort of like bold, critical, independent thinker really sort of like rubs off on people, and it gives them more room to sort of, you know, think for themselves and to like actually entertain what you're trying to say. And it, you know, in my experience anyways, it's a very, very lonely journey. I mean, there's very few people I've met in real life or people that I've known that, you know, will come back and say, oh, wow, you know, I agree with you. You know, I think you're saying the right things and, you know, I appreciate what you're saying. So it is a very lonely journey. But at the end of the day, that's, you know, kind of what is basically explained in the Bible, at least in my opinion.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you know, you're going to be persecuted for telling the truth in this totally evil system and evil world that we live in. And that kind of just comes with the territory. It's something that I've come to understand and recognize and sort of just deal with in my own way. And I know it's not an easy thing to do. And, you know, for somebody like me who's been doing it publicly for the past 10 years, it's a little bit easier, you know, compared to, you know, maybe some other people. But I think at the end of the day, that's the only way to go about it. Just be honest, be truthful. You know, try to explain yourself in the most accurate and concise way as possible. And, you know, that's it. You know, let the chips fall where they may.
Well stated. Yeah. Thank you, Bruce.
Before I let you go,
Bruce, yeah, we got about
one more thing.
Okay, go ahead.
Putin signed a executive order or something that the mandatory vaccines are no longer will not be part of Russia.
Oh, there's really? No, I didn't know that. Did you know that, John?
Wow. I didn't know that. I've actually been following a what's the guy's name? He was a former reporter for RT, actually. He's an American guy. Let me see if I can find him on Substack. It's going to bother me. Edward Slav Squad. Do you follow him?
No, I don't know of him.
I'm going to drop a link here just in our Skype chat just so you could check it out. I'm sorry. I follow this guy pretty regularly. I follow him on Telegram, on Twitter, and on his Substack. And he's an American guy. He wrote for RT, and he's been extremely critical of the Russian regime, especially when it relates to like the whole COVID situation. They seem to be basically following in lockstep with a lot of the policies that the West has adopted. Right. And I don't know if that's a result of – you know, Putin being, you know, like a shell or something like that, or just like a deep state operating in Russia that's, you know, intimately connected with the World Economic Forum and you know, like the Western, you know, political media establishment, you know, health establishment in general. But yeah, it's very interesting. But that's news to me. I didn't hear that. I do know that they just introduced and apparently passed a like a biometric collection data law that is going to be run by it's like a state sponsored private company that's going to be collecting all this data. And apparently it you know, is a major controversy in Russia. It hasn't really been reported on by the Western press, obviously, but it's something that I've been kind of following on this guy's Substack channel.
Oh, excellent. Bruce, great call as always. Look forward to hearing from you again. Let's move on to Jeff in Utah. Jeff, welcome. What's on your mind?
What's up, Giuseppe and the friend? How you doing?
Doing hey, well,
how are you, man?
Good. Check on, when you get a chance, go to HalTurnerRadioShow.com. There's proof on there that Trump knew the whole thing was, the whole COVID thing was done as a bioweapon by the Department of Defense. It's called FOIA Documents Proof COVID-19 Vaccines Were Treated as a Medical Countermeasure to a Bioweapon Attack. Entire COVID operation run by U.S. National Security Council with no manufacturing safeguards or disclosures. And Trump is the head of the military and the Department of Defense, so that means he knew the whole time that this was a bioweapon, and COVID is basically a fraud. I told my wife from the first week when we didn't see anybody dead in the street, a pandemic, there'd be dead bodies all over the street. I told her this thing doesn't smell right, and we knew it was a fraud right from the start. So, and as far as Putin goes, he's a WEF, World Economic Forum member, so he'll say that there's no more vaccine there, but then they'll just bring out some other disease that scares people, and then they'll just bring it right back. Every country leader is all members, part of the World Economic Forum. Everybody, every country in the world is all in on the COVID hoax. If you're not in on the hoax, then they take you out, like those three guys in Africa that suddenly got killed. Anybody who's not part of their program, they just take out.
It certainly seems like that. that's my conclusion as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, great call, Jeff. We're going to have to move on because we're running out of time, but that is a great call, and I've seen that story cropping up about the DOD, and it just popped a couple days ago, so we'll definitely have to monitor that. Our next caller is Dan in Washington. Dan, welcome. What's on your mind?
The Civil War, but real quick, I just want to say I've enjoyed American Free Press for a long time, so it's good. I miss James Trafficant. And a lot of good material comes out of there. So real quick.
Yeah, thanks, man. I appreciate that, yeah.
Yep. And he was a good guy. And the guy you were just talking about, I forgot his name, that had the show on Republic. I would like to see archives because I wasn't around in those days.
Oh, Michael Collins Piper.
Yeah, Michael Piper, yeah. That'd be great. Real quick. You know, Judah P. Benjamin was a chicken swinger. And, I hear this a lot about, I always push back because I've been researching the Civil War, and it really was about slavery. And, Abraham Lincoln basically was a white nationalist, where the globalists were actually the South. They wanted free trade. Basically, slavery was like open borders like we have today. You know, the agenda of the South kind of took back over with Wilson, and then he set up the Federal Reserve, where I think a lot of these Jewish slave owners, helped, control the Federal Reserve. So, there's a lot to it, but if you look at actually the policies of slavery, if it wasn't for Lincoln, and by the way, he was only president not even a month before the South seceded. And you can go back and look what they were saying. It was definitely about slavery, and you had the Missouri Compromise also proves that. So it's just,
right.
we wouldn't have had a white country with all the industry and all that stuff if it wasn't for Lincoln. If the South would have won, it would have been I'm not for tearing down monuments and statues, but it would have been a horrible tragedy if the South won. So it would have been like Brazil, California never would have been white.
You bring up some great points and appreciate it. And we're running out of time, so we're going to move on to Vinny in Indiana. Vinny, welcome. What's on your mind?
Hello, John. Hello, Giuseppe. I want to make a prediction for this year, but real quick, that you were talking about January 6th and the destruction of Confederate monuments. I was at January 6th, and I just want to say, had nobody gone into the Capitol, had everybody acted like the other 95% of the people, and just want to be willing to stand outside for 24, 48 hours and force Congress to go through the Electoral College roll call, Plan B would have been to the Capitol Police. There were thousands of Antifa all around that area. They would have allowed the Antifa to start a riot, just like they did in Charlottesville, and then they would have called the curfew and dispersed the crowd. So, people get caught up in people going to the Capitol. Yeah, that was bad, stupid. But they always had the other option. They would have pulled a stunt like they did in the 2016 inaugural where people were attacked. It would have been a nightmare. So... I have a quick prediction. I think this year you're going to see the rabbis are already telling the Jews to get their butts out of Russia. I think Russia is going to capture all of Ukraine east of the Dnieper and probably Odessa and probably surround Kiev, I think you're going to see a massive exodus of Jews from Russia and even Ukraine. So I don't know if you guys have predictions.
Your thoughts, John?
Yeah, no, I mean, I've already seen, I've been sort of monitoring. I mean, I always monitor the explicitly Jewish press. And I saw an article just like within the past week where, the chief rabbi of Russia was, had fled and was encouraging all the other Jews to leave the country as well. So, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if that's the case. I know there's been a lot of people that have fled, a lot of Jews anyways, that have fled Russia and Ukraine since the war began. In fact, I think at the very beginning, like the only way to get out of the country was if you were Jewish. You know, I mean, just to prove to you how like totally Jewish this entire operation is and the entire administration of Ukraine is, it's pretty incredible. This thing is like blowing up into – I mean, it's been from the beginning basically a proxy war of the West versus Russia. And, you know, the West is obviously just using Ukraine, using the soldiers of Ukraine and the resources and, you know, obviously our taxpayer money. I mean, we spent, what, trillions of dollars at this point, you know, just – dumping into the Ukraine to perpetuate this totally ridiculous war that, I mean, frankly, was unnecessary, totally avoidable if we had some decent, honest people leading our country, but we obviously don't.
Yeah. Great point.
And where did the Jews go?
Excuse me, Vinny. We got to stop. We need to move on to Joe in Florida with the last minute. Joe, welcome. Got to be quick. What's on your mind?
Hey, Giuseppe and John, thanks a lot. Yeah, thanks for mentioning this Hamlin thing, you know, the football thing. I don't know, am I the only one that it brought back the idea that they suppressed the Zapruder film for 12 years before it could be seen publicly. There's a clip of this guy getting hit, then standing up and moving around a few steps, and then falling back flat on his back. I feel terrible for the guy, but it looks like what happened to 800 soccer players in the last year in Europe.
Exactly.
Anyway, great show tonight, guys, and a fantastic show last week. Thanks, and Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year, Joe. And, John, any final thoughts? And then we'll turn it over to the king of Sunday night, Robert Radovolt, and Incendiary Radio. Your final thoughts, John.
Yeah, no, thanks again. I appreciate, you having me back on. It's always great to talk with you and all of our, callers, obviously. I would encourage everybody to check out AmericanFreePress.net and BarnesReview.org. If you want to purchase a half-price subscription to either print publications, use code RBNFRIEND, and you can get that right when you check out of the, the online store. So, yeah, I would just encourage everybody to, to support the publications. And, yeah, thanks again, man. I appreciate it. It's always always good to talk to you, man.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And don't forget John's excellent website, therealistreport.com. And that's it. A lot quicker than 4 hours. And so tune in next week, and we'll see you then. Have a good week, everybody. Good night.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.